Hi, sweets. Welcome back. I'm Barbie Jean, your host. And today on Sweet Release, we are talking about the quicksand fetish. So I'm so excited to dive into this because I had a listener reach out to me not long ago, letting me know that this was something that they were very into and something that they were able to stimulate. And they live near this bay where there's a couple times a year, they're able to go and experience this quicksand. Now, we all can't do that. So I'm going to talk about ways that you can do it in the comfort of your own home. I'm just going to educate you on this fetish in general. I had not just that one person, but I had another person reach out to me recently too, talking about this sensuality of like watching this film and this person is like kind of slowly drudging through this mud. And so this is a common fetish. As I've been doing more research on it, it's very common. So I want to educate you and, you know, just normalize this fetish for those of you that like it and are into it. So yeah, let's get into it. Welcome to Sweet Release. So obviously the quicksand fetish is, you know, it's involving quicksand. You're sinking in the sand, but it also could just be this idea of like sinking in any substance. It often has to do with this idea of like this entrapment, but also this idea of escape. So there's many different elements that people could be interested in this, but that is one of the main ones is this thrill, this kind of adrenaline seeking kind of fantasy where you're trapped and you're unable to fully, or, you know, there's this idea kind of a power play dynamic where you're unable to fully escape. But there's also this power dynamic where, you know, you're giving up control to the sand. You're kind of giving up that control to the sensations and letting it take over your body and letting your body kind of surrender and sink. And that idea of giving up control can be linked to submissive tendencies or masochistic tendencies, you know, which is, you know, deriving pleasure from feeling humiliated, used, abused, pain, like all of that under that big umbrella. So by allowing yourself to feel entrapped or to succumb to this sensation on your body or to succumb to this sinking, it could, you know, lean into that, to that area of the psychological play too. So there's a different elements that can be stimulated by this fetish. Now, the other main one that I find so intriguing and interesting is the senses. So literally this, you could be into the sensations on your body. So we're going to talk about ways that you can stimulate that without finding a bay and in a place where you can literally, where there's literally sinking sand. But there's ways to explore this at home. And again, if you're interested in this, or if you feel like you have a quicksand fetish, it'd be interesting to, you know, think, okay, what is it that I love most about it? Is it the, you know, letting go and allowing the sand to kind of take control? Is it the psychological play? Is it, you know, the idea of feeling trapped in this like fantasy of feeling like you want to escape and how it's difficult to escape and the playfulness of it? Or yeah, is it the sensations on your body, the way it touches your skin? So there's all these different elements that can lead to the thrill and the sweet release that it can ignite within us if you're interested in this, you know, fetish. So how can we stimulate this in the comfort of our own home? So there's materials that you can use to create a similar sensation. Cornstarch is one substance, I guess, that you can use. You know, cornstarch is a baking ingredient. I use it to thicken soups. You can, you know, it's really just a thickening agent a lot of people use in cooking. Putting cornstarch in water and mixing it and creating, you know, in the bathtub or in, you know, a little kiddie pool, or maybe even just like putting it in like a kind of like a foot tray so that you're not doing the full submersion. And you want to make sure that the depth isn't super deep so that, you know, you want to be safe. You want to make sure that you don't hurt yourself. But cornstarch is one substance that you could use and, you know, play with, you know, figure out the right consistency that you want. But that could kind of simulate this the sensations of sinking, or kind of this kind of thick substance that could make you feel aroused if you have this specific fetish. Now, there's also gelatin. Gelatin is something that you can dissolve in water. And again, you have to play with the amount and see how much and get to the desired thickness and the desired, sensation that you want to feel. But that could be another thing that you could use, dissolving that in water and kind of, making it jelly. That could be another non-toxic, you know, substance that you could use and experience it on your body. There's also slime. Slime is obviously a slimy substance. You can purchase it. You can, you can find slime, and that could be something that you could use or get a bunch of it. And again, it's a way for you to simulate this experience of sinking in quicksand. And that's kind of the sensory side. So using these substances in the comfort of your own home or in the comfort of your, you know, partnership, or, you know, just exploring and experiencing, these are just ideas where you could kind of create this idea of sinking in quicksand. Now, there's also ways to like play with textures. Like, you know, I'm talking about the senses because this, a big part of this fetish could be sensory play, and it could be feeling this sinking sensation all over your body and kind of allowing it to, you know, form on you. And it's just a big element of this fetish, or it can be for some people. So play with other, you know, forms of, you know, other substances. Like oatmeal is another like easy non-toxic, you know, form that you could put in the bath, or, you know, experience it on your body. You can also make like mud masks, and you can like rub, you know, certain kind of mud masks on your body. And then Play-Doh is another substance that kind of has that same interesting mud-like texture. So it can be very stimulating for you if you have a quicksand fetish. So these are just ideas of directions that you can start exploring. There's also toys. Like, I got this little jelly egg thing that you're supposed to put on the end of your shaft for like hand jobs. And so there's these tools out there now where they have this like jelly-like fun ways that you can explore these different textures. And so these are just ideas for you if this is something that you're interested in, to kind of, obviously it's not going to, you know, it's not going to be the exact same experience as sinking in quicksand, but these are ways for you to explore this in the safety of your own home. Now we have a virtual exploration, which is amazing because there are VR headsets now. And unfortunately, I didn't have enough time, because I do have a VR headset. I did not have enough time to explore this fully, but I did do a little like search online, and there are some games that involve sinking in quicksand. Or again, there's fantasies, or there's games that have these fantasies of feeling trapped or having to get out. And so there's ways that you can also kind of explore this kink in the way of like a game. And that could be a turn on and, you know, lead you to a wonderful sweet release too. And also there's, you know, content online. So one of you sent me this link to this YouTube video, and it was like, I saw the creator of the video, or the person that posted the video, and it was literally like, I love mud scenes. And this is like an old account, I noticed, a very old, but the video that this person sent was, you know, this person trudging through this muddy swamp, and it just felt very sensual to this person. And there were other scenes on this account with all mud and sinking. My point is, there's content out there for you. Now, I know that often won't give you that same rush and that adrenaline, and it won't often kind of get you that release that you want. But for some people, it can stimulate that arousal and get you in the mood and kind of lead you to what you're searching for. So that's one way that you can also explore and, you know, just scratch that itch, if you will, by, you know, finding some content online that gets you in that gets you in that arousal state to, you know, fulfill this specific fetish. And then there's also, you know, it's really fun to see what other people are talking about in this lifestyle and in this, this specific fetish community. So you could also find like-minded forums, or you could, you know, there's lots of groups out there for people in this space or people that are interested in this specific fetish. So that's another great way for you to just kind of dive in and explore, is to like reach out to people and like-minded individuals and find out what they're doing or what substances they've found or how they're fulfilling this fetish too. So I always encourage that. Anytime you have this specific kink or fetish, or you're interested in exploring something, just go online first. There's so many avenues and spaces for you to find people that are interested in the same thing you are. And that's going to ultimately lead to you feeling more secure about yourself and less insecure and less, you know, just out of the ordinary, is when you find people that are like you. And so that's just another great way for you to explore and lean into this kink. And finally, there's role playing. So how can we role play this scene? And again, you have to tap into your mind and your body and listen to those cues, listen to what your gut is telling you, listen to what your body is telling you, and say, hey, okay, this is what I like about it. And you're able to create a scene and create a fantasy. And by understanding that, you can say like, okay, partner, I want to feel trapped. I want to feel like I'm sinking in the sand and I want you to come save me. So you could create this whole scene with pillows and blankets, and you can like fall into this sinking pillow mess. And then you can have your partner come and save you and lead you out, or you could have your partner come and tease you and push you further and then pull you back out. So there's this power play dynamic that you can play with here by just creating a fantasy. Now, and again, I know that might not stimulate the itch as much as you want. And you know, it's going to be more of a simulation, if you will, and it's not going to be the exact thing, but it is a way for you to, again, kind of experience it. And it's a safe way for you to explore this. And it's fun. Like these fantasies, when you get in the right mind, you're like, oh, okay, yeah, I am like tapped in right now. And I feel like I'm sinking in sand, even though I'm not. And that's the beauty of our minds and our bodies, is really just you can tell yourself what you want and what you're experiencing. And that can just be a playful way for you to just kind of get that arousal and get those little butterflies and get that adrenaline going, is again, by creating a scene and creating this, ultimately this kind of fantasy story to then lead you to an experience that feels amazing and hopefully a sweet release. So yeah, this role-playing idea is just one way to kind of add in the suspense and the adventure and play with your partner if this is something that you're really interested in. And it's just a way to kind of create this scene, again, within the safe environment of our own home. And it's just an easy way. That's the thing too, is like finding places where you can experience quicksand. And like when someone told me about this, I was like, dang, like this is tough. Like how do you experience this? You know, like it's got to be really hard. That's why I've been doing all this research and trying to come up with ways with my own creative mind of ways that you can really scratch the itch, like I said before, and really fulfill this fetish and kink that you have. So again, these are all just ideas and ways for you to explore your mind and your body if you have this specific quicksand fetish. So I hope this just gives a little bit of and some ideas for you all. I hope if you have this fetish, you don't feel as alone. I hope you're able to kind of step out of maybe your body and into that mind and come up with some creative ideas, or head out on, you know, the internet and search for some cool ways that you can kind of create this experience without having to go out into, you know, the earth and finding it can be difficult and daunting. And so this is just, again, several ways where you can curate this experience at home and hopefully leading you to those wonderful, sweet releases. So thanks again for tuning in week after week. I love you guys so much. Be sweet to your unique fetishes. They're just a part of you and you should welcome them and you should give them the space to you know, just let them be there. Yeah. Allow them to fill you, allow your mind to go in any direction it wants to go, and just really let yourself feel it and let yourself explore it. And that's just going to lead you to profound connections with other people, but also ultimately yourself. I want you to know yourself. I want you to love yourself. And I want you to be able to explore all the parts of yourself that you want to explore. So thanks again, as always. Be sweet, be sweet, be sweet, and welcome those sweet releases in any and all forms in the ways that they come, as long as they're safe and respectful and honoring you and your values. And yeah, thanks again. I'll talk to you guys soon. Love you. Bye.